It's Gareth Sniff, I'm Mark McKenzie. Joining me in the studio now is Lieutenant Colonel Ben Wrench, the commanding officer of 1 Scots 1st Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Ben, good to see you. Where are we now in the cycle of pre-deployment training?
We are about 3 months into our training, about another 2.5 months still to go before we deploy, and we deploy in about 3.5 months' time.
And is it all going to plan? I mean, I don't expect you to tell me if it's not, but are you ticking all the boxes that you want to have ticked at this point?
We're certainly ticking all the boxes. I'm very happy to say that, and I'm not just saying it, we are firmly on the right road to being fully prepared and meeting all the targets that were set by our chain of command in meeting. I mean, Charlie Company came away from our live exercise down in Castle Martin a few weeks ago with an excellent report, and certainly given the full green light to being prepared and ready to go as the Task Force Helmand Ops Company.
And that must be really refreshing for you as CEO.
Oh, it's, you know, as CEO, to get reports back that your troops are doing exactly what they've been asked to do and more is very satisfying.
So what lies ahead now over the next few months then? Because it's really ramped up again, isn't it?
Well, we're certainly ramped up now until July, and towards the end of July, when we'll all go on 3 weeks leave, which is ring-fenced in the calendar. So what we've now got is the final bits of our training. We've got the live exercise training for ourselves all down in Pembroke, Wales. And then we've got continued cascade training in the barracks, making sure that we're doing the last bits of medical training, particularly counter IED, and also language training to make sure that we can at least speak the niceties of life to our counterparts.
Okay, and the cycle means that with three rifles deployed at the moment, I'm guessing you're getting a lot of feedback coming back from your opposite number, Charlie McConachie.
Yeah, I mean, I was out seeing Charlie about 3 weeks ago on my last recce, although there's one more recce in July, which the company commanders will go on, and definitely got this a lowdown from him. Having been in the theatre about 7 weeks, obviously, and they're now getting almost their halfway point as we are sort of 3.5 months away from deploying.
And is it a straight baton swap? Is it? Do you pick up exactly the role that they've got?
Exactly. We will fly in and we will take over from them. They'll have 2 days to hand over to us and then they fly out. So it's a direct handover swap between the two enemy units.
Now, it's all good for the guys. The guys know exactly what's going on. At the moment, though, we're going through a very important part of the process for the families with the family briefings. Tell me what's involved in those.
Well, we're now, as I say, 3.5 months out. It's time to really get the families engaged and understanding what is going to face them as we deploy, during the deployment, and then as we recover. So the briefings, there's going to be 4 done in Edinburgh, and then we're going to be out next week delivering the same briefing to the various regions that we mainly recruit from or our soldiers live in. So Motherwell, Glasgow, and Galla Shields, so in the borders. The briefings are for the families, friends, for anybody who's got an interest in 1 Scots and the tour. And they're there to give as much information on what we'll be doing in theatre, what will be available for the soldiers in theatre on the welfare side, and what's available, more importantly, for the families back here from the welfare teams and agencies which are here dedicated to give them support.
Now, there will be opportunities, I'm sure, for anyone that's not able to make them to pick up information along the way through the welfare teams, etc. But if they can make it along to these pre-deployment briefings, it's so important, isn't it?
It is, and the welfare team in Dreghorn Place, Shug Wilson's team, is there at hand to take any call, any time, on give advice. And there's packs which have been developed specifically for this event, which will be handed out to anybody who attends or calls into the office.
Lieutenant Colonel Ben Wrench, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.